Hello again, it's Paul here at Light Source Computing. How are you going? Yeah, good, thanks. Is Mel there at all? Yeah. Light Source Computing. No worries, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm good. How are you going, Mel? On your on the new one, I think the reception 3. Am I able to Oh, is that what it's called now? Oh man, I might have to change. All right. Let me just see. I'll just jump on the computer and see if I'm on the right one. So you know how to find the computer name. So if you go to the taskbar and right click on this Windows icon at the bottom left, and then if you go to system when you right click. Yep. System info. Does it have a device name on there? Just Mel. How about we go to our website? Yeah, go to our website. Yep, that's the code I give you, which is 44098, and then it'll prompt you to download it. I can see that you've clicked, and then when it downloads, just double click it, run it, type scenario. You got the run finally. No, just sorry. Yep, cool. You might see me jump on there very shortly. Can you see me on there? Moving my mouse. Yep. All right. Give me 2 seconds. All right. So I don't think we actually have this. Now, okay. This used to be reception 3? Okay. All right. Okay. Are you happy? Like, we have a monitoring agent that we put on this one. You happy for me to install that on here? Yeah. All right. So give me one moment. I will just download it. All right. I want this. Snowflakes. Chronology. Snowflakes. MSI. Download that. Just check. CMD. Okay, I'll just move that over here. Okay, I'll just run that. Yes. Cool. So, from what I thought I was doing, I thought maybe we had it wrong. We were log in. Oh, no, it's not what I want. All right. Done. Okay. And then I will just check that we've got you on here as well. Thanks, endocrinology. Yep, cool. Yep. I will connect via my remote. Okay. Okay, cool. So how many in total? I've got 8. Okay, yep, cool. Yep, awesome. So I just want to review that ticket. Give me 2 seconds. I think we may have been on the wrong computer. because I was told that reception 2 was your old computer, and reception 3, PCO3, was your new computer. So this is your new computer. Okay. Did you want us to, like, so... On this computer, yep. So did you want me, I think I had copied across a, copied your user data and stuff like that. Did you want me to put this on here as well? Yeah. So on, let me just review this a second. Hang on. So on reception 2 was the old PC. Yep. So, okay. Well, I can copy it across. So I'll just have to give me 2 seconds. So on here, I'm gonna make the screen a bit bigger because it's dual screen, it's tiny as. Reception user profile data for new PC. Okay, so what we would do is, so this is what was on PC2. So on PC2, so that's what we basically did a user profile of all these things. And what we would do is then go into user profile. I'll show you here. I'll open another window. Let's see. I'll go in here. Users under admin. Is that the only one? Yep. Because the other one I think was under reception. I'm not too sure because it's got a different user profile. So I can copy this stuff across or just use the bookmarks and the passwords if you want me to. Yep. All right. Okay, what I'll do is because it's on a share. Yep. I'm just going to minimize all this stuff. So I'm just going to drag your bookmarks to there. So then you go into, let's get rid of that one. So I'll just open another window here if that's all right for bookmark. So I'll just window, go to Bookmark Manager where you want to import. So should hopefully be on here. Import bookmarks. And then you go desktop and it's this is Chrome. So okay, and open. There you go. And then you also had some in Edge, so I'll open Edge. Oh, they're all there, are they? Oh, every computer's a wedge. We always often do. So you don't want me, so you're happy with Edge? So, okay, well, we'll just leave it for now. And if you think you're missing, we can always do it. So I'll leave that there. Now, you sure about your passwords? You don't want your passwords at all? Don't want your passwords? Okay, because I can port those into Password Manager if you wanted to. No. Oh, you might need. So if I do it here, for instance, let's just open another window. Let's go settings, password manager, that necessary login, noise settings. Select file, desktop, Chrome passwords, open. Oh, close. And do you want me to do the same for Edge? I've got Edge passwords as well. Okay. Oh. And don't need that for now. And sorry, that's that one. That one. And then I'll just do Edge again. I think it's import password. Import from. Choose and then you go desktop. Set one. Open. So, is it wanting to import to replace the existing ones? Do you want to skip that in case there's others? Oh, wow, that's a lot of passwords. You won't be able to remember those. Yep. With your desktop, you remember how you had lots on your PCO2? Do you want the desktop to look like that? So, on this file that we had open, yeah, that's in there. So, in the desktop, you'd have all the sort of stuff that you had there. So, I can, so then, I, as I, what I'd do is I'd go to, yep. Okay, all right, so then I'll go to File Explorer, I'll go to your user profile, which is under users and C drive. See, that's under admin. And basically, I'd copy this one here. That one there, I'd copy that one, place it on here, and it will ask to replace it, but we'll go paste, maybe not, because it's a different user profile, I might not think about it. Are you going to be logging in as admin user? So... It says you're logged in admin at North Lakes. So when you log in, do you log in as a reception or as admin normally? Do you have a login for admin? With your code. Okay. Yeah. Probably not recognize it. We could try to log out and log back in. Because this is under the reception user. So give me a moment. Don't want to create a new reception profile for you because then you'll have other people. I might have to think about it and do some research about how we do that. But you got your password, you got your Chrome, you got your favorites, you got your passwords. Give me 2 seconds. I have installed ESET, but I just need to activate it. So give me 2 seconds. Where are we? There we go. So when you say it stops working, you mean the computer crashes or USB external hard drives to save it? Yeah. Have you tried different ports as well? So try different ports. You could try that. Sounds like it might be corrupted for some reason. Okay, yeah, may well be that way. Yep. All right. Give me 2 ticks. Sorry, background things we have to do in the and for this antivirus to get it working. Okay. So this, so I'll open this for you. I'll leave it open and you'll see it go through its process. Leave it for a little bit because it'll start saying protection initiated and stuff like that. And then once it's done, you should be able to close it. So, you know, that'll probably kick on for the next 5 minutes or so. Yeah, see how you go with that. All right. Thanks, Mel. You too.